Hi all, and welcome to this week's edition of Get Stuff Done. I'm Fintan Gavigan, and I'm the co-founder of Collaborative, and we're a new marketing agency in Dublin. Every week on the podcast, we speak to people who we know, respect, have worked with across various sectors. And this week, I have the pleasure of talking to a very old friend and colleague, Paul Henderson. Paul's the CEO of DMG Media Ireland, but I'm not going to tell you about him. I'll let him do that himself. So, Paul, you have the mic. Tell us all about yourself and what you do.
Thanks, Fintan, and thanks for having me here. And unusual introduction there, you know, friend, colleague, people respect, you know, I wonder which one of those categories we fall into.
A few of them.
You'd love to be American at times like this sometimes, wouldn't you? Because Americans are great at talking about themselves. Also, us Irish sometimes find it hard to explain very eloquently what we actually do. My job, I would always see it as getting the best out of the people that we have here. We've got 128 great staff here at DMG Media working all across the country. As we always were, you know, the pandemic has been no real difference in terms of how we'd operate, apart from, you know, less people in the office. We've always had people in the field, so we've always had people down at the courts, down at the HSE, you know, especially down in Dáil Éireann, unmovable Dáil Éireann as it is at the moment, between it's a dual venue, I think they're calling it. So we've always had people in the field as well as people back here. So really, you know, job of a CEO, set out the North Star. Where's the company headed? How does it get there? You know, and getting there through your assets and then the service business, which we're effectively in. We're in the, you know, somewhere between the creativity business and the curiosity business, which is what news is all about, is getting the best out of your assets. And our assets are our people, you know, so making sure our people are in good shape. That they have everything they need to do to get the job done, you know, in terms of everything from tech, safety, transport, et cetera, you know. So that's really what I do, you know. So I try and bring all that together, get the best out of all of those people, making sure we don't duplicate too much because that's inefficient, making sure that that's a viable product then for us to sell, because we derive our revenue from two sources. The selling of newspapers, you know, an awful lot of people go out every day into a shop and give us hard cash, which is an unusual thing in this business to actually get hard cash for media, you know, at a couple of bucks at a time, again, as the Yanks would say. And then obviously the advertising channels we offer through our two newspapers, two magazines and five websites now. So that's really what I see my job doing. And, you know, it's as good as the people who do that, and we do it together.
So that's great. 128 people working here at the moment, and this you've worked through other newspaper groups, you've worked in TV. Over the years, can you tell me about some great stuff that you've gotten done, stuff that you're really proud of, the kind of things that like make you smile when you think of it and go, that was really good? It doesn't have to be from DMG, it can be from previous career, whatever you think.
Well, in no particular order, you know, and that's probably, it's a great name for the podcast, by the way, Get Stuff Done, you know, it kind of says it all, you know, because there's lots of talking about doing things, but just look, at the end of the day, especially over the last kind of 12 months, getting stuff done has been a key to survival. Certainly, I've been very lucky in my career. I've been across the launches of lots of media, you know, as part of the launch team for TV3, which became Virgin Media Television. And that was very exciting, you know, big empty warehouse up in Ballymount, you know, from the start of that, from seeing the first piece of equipment being put in, the first hirings of the on-air talent, which became Household Names, the jeeps we got to send around the country and record the news, you know, and then even within that, lots of mini little stories of great times, launching Breakfast Television into Ireland. Ireland AM didn't exist, Breakfast Television didn't exist in this country until we invented it and brought it in. And did it in a kind of a certain way, and that was great fun. I've been across the launch of newspapers, you know, the Star Sunday newspapers. You know, being there at the start of something it's special. You know, you're one of a very few number of people who get to be there on day one. You know, so when you set a TV station to air, and that button gets pressed, and the signal goes live. We were in a print hall, and that first edition of that newspaper comes off the press, a couple of magazines thrown in there as well. Been very lucky here in this role in DMG, as we started off as Associated Newspapers. We started off with pretty much just a newspaper business, and we have merged, grown that, evolved that into a multimedia business. You're sitting here in our studio, for example, recording this right now, you know. So when did the newspaper, you know, we were the first people to do that. When did the newspaper company ever have a TV studio in their arsenal? You know, we were the first to do that. I've been lucky enough. I've been allowed by my lords and masters to explore creative elements of the business and, you know, invented a couple of websites. So evoke.ie and extra.ie, you know, now household names, didn't exist until we invented them here and built them from scratch. So you're getting involved in digital business from literally from the first genesis of an idea all the way through to final build, and then seeing those go live, and then from the excitement of seeing, you know, well, you know, first night, you know, we've got three people on the website, you know, and now you're disappointed that's less than, like, you know, 3,000 at any one moment in time. So been very lucky in terms of media, you know, which is part of Irish life now, which didn't exist beforehand, and you're involved in something with a smart bunch of people, and then, please God, it'll exist forever. And people forget that these things had to start somewhere, you know, and they start, you know, with a sketch, an idea, a conversation, and then they just live and breed as part of Irish life.
Lots of great things and lots of great memories, and some of which I was had a ringside seat for, and some great stuff you've done at the moment and planning for the future. Could you talk about that? I noted over the first phase of this madness that we've gone through, you did some work with small firms, you did some bits and pieces with the music industry. Is there anything else that you've done recently or that you're planning to do in future you could let us in on?
In terms of, everybody forgets back in March how in 2020 how scary this whole thing was, you know, a new disease breeding its neck down onto all of our lives, all of our families, all of our business. I saw very early on that small Irish companies were caught by surprise. They weren't digital in the main. Still a problem for a lot of companies, a lot of them, because they've done great stuff since then, but it was still a problem. And what was really missing was that essence that we all need in our life, hope. You know, a lot of these people are just missing hope, you know. So we went out, provided €1 million worth of advertising to small businesses around the country. And when you speak to these guys, I grew up in a shop, as you know, Vincent, and when it's your own money, your entire family structure, support, where you live and where you work are all the same place, it does make it very different. And I do hate that line, though. It's not personal, it's just business. All business is personal at some level, especially if it's your own business. So being able to provide the advertising in its own right, but really what that was all about was saying to, you know, hundreds of companies out there that somebody else believes in you and believes that you've got a chance to survive through this, and we'll help you through that. So we'll help you with the advertising exposure through our newspapers, through our magazines, through our websites, and we'll build it for you, we'll make it for you, which they didn't have the facility to do. The, you know, thanks for mentioning the music one. Obviously, I love my music, you know, that I was infuriated by a government minister who suggested that people in the creative industry, musicians, people on the back line, lighting and sound engineers, who just go out and reskill, you know, how dare they say that? How dare anybody say give up on your dreams? You know, so this is what you were created on God's earth to do. You know, tell stories, sing songs, play the drums, whatever it happens to be. You know, how dare anybody try and take your dreams away? So that was a small thing as well. But, you know, it meant a lot at the time. We went out and we actually hired and paid 17 bands to perform. It obviously was done very safely and behind closed doors, and we recorded and we showed it to our 1.6 million audience on extra.ie over the course of 17, 18 weeks. And again, you know, if I had one moment of pure joy through this whole kind of process was standing down there and seeing, you know, singers, songwriters, musicians actually perform together. Now, they'd all been practicing in their homes, et cetera, across Zoom. But like guys that are meant to play music, getting together and actually, you know, getting a song out, you know, pure joy, absolute pure joy.
Great. It meant great. It made for great viewing as well. And it was timely in how it happened. So I tip my cap to you guys on that one. And speaking of tipping, if you had one tip for people as to how to get stuff done, one kind of life hack that you would say, look, this is the thing to do, this is the golden rule to get things achieved, what would that be?
Well, isn't really the golden rule, you know, he who has most of the gold makes all the rules. That's the real golden rule at the end of the day. I've one probably core thing that I kind of link and latch onto for all of those days when you don't really feel like it. And it's a simple equation. Motion equals emotion, you know, so the more you move, the better you feel. One guarantee in life is, you know, you sit around and do nothing, and it all seems a little bit too much to take, you know, then you're pretty much guaranteed that nothing will happen. you get up every day, you know, you set out an objective, you know, you may not get there, you know, and most of the time you don't get there, funny enough, you know, so, you know, it's all about the striving towards that goal, you know, and then your goal might shift, it's little bit here or there, you know, so, but so long as you're in motion, you know, emotion will follow, you know, and those two things together are a dynamic force, it's an unstoppable force.
Great tip, thanks for that. One last little question. You mentioned your love of music. You also have a love of watching box sets, movies, whatever it be. What's your one from the last year that you'd recommend everyone has to watch?
I've gone old school. I've watched all the new stuff. I actually haven't watched much at all. We've never been busier, you know. It's not like they've had much time at all, but I've gone back to the West Wing, you know, and it's particularly good now that we've got a presidential president in the White House, and it's funny it should matter so much to Irish people, but it does because it sets the tone for an awful lot of the world, and it's great. So yeah, the West Wing is the ultimate box set in my view.
Excellent. Paul, thanks so much for your time. Thanks for the use of the hall, as they say. The studio's great. Thanks for all your help and
assistance.
You're very welcome. And we'll catch up soon. Take care.